KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We've got 85 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. It is your Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. Our top local stories this hour. Neighbors flee a wildfire that broke out just above the Sparks Safeway store. And coming up, where things sit with the Novato fire. Number two, new details into an officer-involved shooting in Carson City.
Put your gun down. Put the knife down. Put the knife down now.
Directly ahead, what body cam footage is telling us about the incident. And the latest on gas prices in Nevada. On the way, we'll tell you where the cheapest gas in the Silver State can be found. We're following this and much, much more on the KKFT News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff. Now with more, let's say hello to Jerry.
Hello to Jerry. And
hello to
you
Jerry.
Too, Greg.
Thank you.
It is Wednesday, June 17th. Juneteenth is Friday, Father's Day, and the first day of summer. On Sunday. And we have a comment to start the show today from David from Reno about my story and commentary regarding the site Nevada News and Views from Las Vegas that parades itself as conservative and the hypocrisy of them telling us in Northern Nevada who we should be voting for to represent Northern Nevada. David from Reno says, excuse me, breaking news. Flippo is not from Vegas. These Chuckmuth Vegas types who pretend to be Republican people hate Flippo. He's too conservative for them. That should be a badge of honor that Flippo wears proudly. Muth is now openly supporting two independents for Congress in CD1 and now CD2. He's crying because his poor choices lost. Why does Muth think he knows better than the Northern Nevada voters who overwhelmingly rallied behind Flippo? Who is paying Muth to attack Flippo? Someone find out. Flippo won 11 of 13 counties. That's a landslide by any definition. So thank you, David. And we'll tell you how you can let us know what's on your mind, too. And you can always follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. I think as the David would join me, as the late, great Rush Limbaugh would say, chuck you, Muth. And I think I tended to dismiss the warnings wrongly. As we can see, we've had about a half a dozen fires started and some still burning. Those warnings about the extreme fire danger. We, KKFT, and also 92.3 FM News, sent out notifications about the Nevada fire and evacuation centers right after it started yesterday evening. So for your own safety, we recommend getting our app. It's free, and it can really keep you updated on extreme fire, extreme weather, major breaking news here at home and around the world. That's a shameless, but I think a worthy plug to get the app at the App Store. I got those warnings yesterday evening, as I'm sure anybody out there with the FM Talk app did. So that wildfire is still burning. We'll get you more details on that with Greg Neff. Phil's got traffic later. Local sports with Craig. The Knights, the Las Vegas Knights, have a new coach already. And we'll tell you about that and all the other breaking news on the new news right here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM News Talk. It's 1210.
And it's our top local story at 1210. Containment now up to 20% on the Novato fire burning in the hills east of Sparks. Earlier evacuation orders have now been lifted for the blaze just off the Gino Martini Parkway. Thousands of homes were without power after NV Energy shut off the juice in that area. Television pictures from the scene when the fire broke out showed flames and smoke lighting up last night's sky. Neighbors who had to take off in a hurry say they tried grabbing what they could.
There's always lessons learned, this kind of thing. My own personal lesson learned is that I didn't necessarily have all my important paperwork and maybe my pack-up kit as squared away as I would like to. So as you might guess, I'll probably get that fixed this weekend, so I'll be a little bit more effective next time.
Still no official reason for the fire, but there is lots of speculation. It was human-caused. Well, gripping new details into an officer-involved shooting that happened in Carson City on Saturday.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened. What's the emergency?
My cousin, he's too intoxicated and cut me all up. 'Cause I tried to grab a knife from him. And
And that is from a 911 call from the home where this happened off Long and Roop Streets in North Carson City.
She's yelling at my daughter, putting a knife to her throat and everything.
Okay, and you said he has a knife to your daughter?
Yeah.
When deputies arrived, they rushed to the scene. Things did not calm down.
Sheriff's office! Open the door! Put your gun down! Put the knife down! Put the knife down now! Put it down! Put it down!
The suspect identified as 31-year-old Luis Joseph Lill was rushed to the hospital. He's stable. The deputies are on routine administrative leave while the shooting is investigated. She was a music teacher at Reno's O'Brien Middle School, but now we're learning why Kaylee Krentz was arrested for embezzlement. Washoe School says that she was trusted with $3,600 and only deposited over $2,100. The cash was from a chocolate fundraising event. Authorities say Krentz also held on to around $780 given to her from honor choir students and their parents in October and November of last year. Prince surrendered to the Washoe County School District Police Department on Friday. She's been placed on emergency suspension without pay. Well, leaving the job, this is interesting. About half of Nevada miners are projected to retire by 2030. Recruiting, well, it can be a little tough when many of those jobs are in rural areas.
I think people that are used to working in an urban environment are less likely to move to a rural environment.
And that's Tom Burns, who's the Nevada Economic Development Director. He says one thing they've got going for it, the pay, well, it's pretty good.
We have a program within the state of Nevada called the Wind Fund. So it's a workforce for an innovative new Nevada. And it helps sponsor and stand up programs.
Weston Adams.
And miners in Nevada average about $120,000 a year, well above the state average. From the news, from the FM News Talk Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. It's 12:13. Now back to more with Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. Douglas County is trying to navigate what most people see as a need better drainage, a need for better drainage to mitigate flooding that happens with thunderstorms. It's not an infrequent occurrence. A lot of people remember the floods near Ruinstroth last year. Who pays, how much, and through what entity does the money flow? Douglas County Commissioners will look at a task force with a cross-section of citizens and professionals to develop a path forward. Authorities released the identity of a 25-year-old California man who drowned in Lake Tahoe over the weekend. This follows another fatal drowning incident at Meeks Bay, prompting local agencies to urge severe water safety as summer recreation kicks off. Do you think that the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, or peace treaty between the U.S. and Iran, will be signed this Friday, Juneteenth? That's our news poll, Keystone CPA's Studios news poll. Go to 991fmtalk.com or 92.3 FM Talk, and you can vote there. So far, not a chance at 43%. Yes, but the fighting won't stop, 50%, and 7% weighing in with not until later this summer, as in the Iranians will continue to tap us along, as the saying goes. It's 12:15, and let's take a first look at the new news traffic coming up next.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We have a broken down vehicle on Sun Valley Boulevard at West 2nd Avenue. It's on the northbound side, but it is slowing things down in all four directions. Also, in downtown Reno, Virginia Street is closed in both directions between the railroad tracks and 2nd Street for a festival down there. It is 87 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Carson City, also in Smith Valley, 76 degrees South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
90-degree weather once again for the noon hour. We're going to get out of this hot weather pattern by the end of the week into the low 80s. But until then, it's still warm in the afternoon, 97 this afternoon in Reno. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come and see what they can do for you. Guy Benson comes your way at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Do you drive a car before buying it? Why would you buy a gun without shooting it?
Do you go to a plumber to learn firearms or self-defense? Why would you go to someone who just read a book and decided to become an instructor? At RAC, we specialize in all aspects of self-defense, firearms, knives, and hand-to-hand combat.
At RAC, you can rent a gun before you buy it, take a $67 CCW or a $47 renewal class, and both come with a free month at Reno Academy of Combat.
We're the only one-stop shop that will save your life when it really counts.
RAC Guns and Ammo, 1410 East Prater Way.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Kick off summer and celebrate Father's Day weekend at the annual Main Street Car Show in Yarrington. This year is bigger and better than last year. Join the fun in front of Deanie's Lucky Club. Classic car entries, food vendors, entertainment, and crafts all day. Show and shine starts at 10 on Saturday. Bring the whole family to the Yarrington Main Street Car Show. Father's Day weekend on Main Street, downtown Yarrington.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
Aaron Ford today says he wants to debate Governor Lombardo. I'm John Potter for the new news. Ford wants three debates after Labor Day, and one must be broadcast in Spanish. No response from the governor yet. Ford previously refused to debate Alexis Hill, his primary opponent. Speaking of which, it's a wrap for the primary. Results are scheduled to become official tomorrow in Washoe County, where the voter turnout ended up at 31%, with over 43,000 Republicans and over 39,000 Democrats. Of the just over 1,600 mail ballots requiring proper signature, 938 were corrected and counted. Top area county for voter turnout was Carson City, 46%. Douglas was second with 40%. The weakest area turnout, Churchill County, 27%. Statewide, the turnout ended up at 22%. That's 6% higher than the 2024 primary, and 60% of this year's vote statewide came from mail ballots. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk Time, 1220, and if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, 20% containment on the Nevada fire, burning above sparks. Evacuation orders have been lifted. Power has been restored. Fire danger, it remains high. Number two, about half of Nevada miners are projected to retire by 2030, and recruiting, trying to fill those jobs, it can be tough because most of them are in rural areas. And number three, more than 72 million Americans are expected to take a trip over the 4th of July holiday. It is our top national story. The U.S. and Iran agreeing to a plan to end hostilities, but many key details still remain unresolved.
There's been a lot of confusion, especially among the president's critics, about these multi-billion dollar paydays that the Iranians may be in line for if they adhere to the specifics of the memorandum of understanding. So I got the president to explain what the difference is between giving Iran money and unfreezing Iranian money.
We have taken their money. It's not our money. It's their money. And we froze it. At a certain point in time, I guess we're going to have to give it back.
That's the first time that we've heard that. It obviously comes after a weeks-long embargo that was really, really straining the Iranian economy.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. FM News Talk Time, it's 12:21. Now back over to Jerry.
Just another reminder, we told you this yesterday, but effective yesterday and still in effect, the city of South Lake Tahoe has banned all wood and charcoal fires. That includes barbecues within the city limits due to dry fuels. Residents in Pleasant Valley and Washoe Valley say they'll appeal the Truckee Meadows Planning Commission's approval of Sierra Reflections. That's a 1,000-home project that they believe will do all things that change the essence of their neighborhood from rural to urban. The Stop Sierra Reflections group has already filed a lawsuit trying to stop the project that County Commissioners Alexis Hill, Marillas Garcia, and Clara Androlio support. Apologies to those listening that know them, because I'm sure that's not the right pronunciation. Field Day is Radio Amateur's National Open House. This year, 31,000 hams, as they're called, throughout North America, will set up ham radio stations in public places to demonstrate the technology, skill, and service which can be provided to communities and the country. Field Day combines aspects of public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and demonstration of capabilities. This year, they set up their Field Day station at the Minden Tahoe Airport in the event parking area. No passes needed. The event is open to all. Just show up at the airport location Saturday, June 27th, anytime from 11 a.m. to sundown. 12:23 at FM News Talk.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
That earlier traffic snafu in Sun Valley has been cleared up, and we have a clean bill of health on all of the freeways right now. There's a heck of a lot of road work going on northbound on 395 north of McCarran. Be ready to slow down for the construction zone. And let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. I mean, why pay more in Reno or in Carson City? Only 99 simoleons at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It is 82 degrees in Virginia City, 89 in Dayton and in Yerington, 75 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
It's another warm one. Tomorrow will be as well, although we're starting to ease just a bit from the peak of the heat yesterday afternoon. Mid to upper 90s today, mid-90s tomorrow. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Overnight lows getting back into the 50s for Friday and the weekend. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Store clerk Abraham Lincoln asked a bumptious patron to refrain from using profanity while ladies were present.
I would love to see the man who could stop me,
was the defiant response. Lincoln went outside, saying, I see you must be whipped, and suppose that I'll have to do it. Seizing the insolent fellow, throwing him to the ground, rubbing the man's face with smartweed until he roared with pain. Finished, Lincoln went immediately for water to wash the victim's face and alleviate his distress. Justice was delivered without a particle of anger, thus gaining the troublemaker's respect, making him a better man that day. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I would love to see the man who could do a better job preparing your cooling system for summer than a Lincoln Heating technician. Join our Presidential Service Program to enjoy additional savings and priority scheduling. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Reno Rodeo is coming together with bull riding tomorrow night, then 9 more days of competition. Remember, traffic patterns are different for Wells, Sutro, and Ninth around the Livestock Event Center during the rodeo. We don't know if an offer was made to be rejected, but after taking Vegas on a ride to the Stanley Cup Finals, John Tortorella will not be back in Vegas. It was a 6-1 loss for the Reno Aces last night in El Paso. Aces have only won 4 games this month after a losing month of May. Another game in West Texas tonight. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
12:47 here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff. Glad to have you with us here. And if you are just checking in, 11,000 pounds of trash and 400 used needles now off a mountainside along I-80 east of Sparks. It's the site of a homeless camp. You probably see that sometimes on your ride in. That also served as a massive cleanup effort on Saturday.
Wow, they got a lot done. It was deep. There were some landfills kind of dug, which is, you know, on one hand good because it's not blowing around, but it was a lot deeper than we anticipated.
Darcy Phillips with Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. 25 volunteers were on the cleanup, and if you were stuck in traffic Saturday, as I was trying to go west on 80, NHP actually closed off a lane of the freeway to keep those workers safe. That's what was going on there. One Nevada senator pleading the case of the Dreamers with the anniversary of DACA.
They came here as kids through no fault of their own. They've been working, going to school, living lives. Like I said, they're part of the fabric of our community. We have to protect our friends and neighbors. We have to protect our community. And I can promise you that I will not stop fighting until we get the DREAM Act.
Nevada Democrat Jackie Rosen, her colleague, pointing the finger at the White House for the delay.
The Trump administration is doing everything it can to undermine DACA, to delay applications for renewals, and to target Dreamers for detention and deportation. It is outrageous, and it proves that we can't continue to kick the can down the road.
Fellow Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto calling for a pathway to citizenship for the so-called Dreamers. To the price at the pump now, the average Nevada gas price is down by 2 cents today. All right, AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.89 statewide. The most expensive average price is in Mineral County, where gas is now $5.58. Least expensive, White Pine County, $4.38 there. And to the big cities here, gas now $4.90 in Clark County and $5.19 right here in Washoe. And again, to repeat a broken record, if you can make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for $4.69. In California, if you're taking a drive down there.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.71. Gas is going for $5.72 in Los Angeles County. It's 10 cents cheaper in Ventura County. Gas is $5.59 in Orange County, $5.58 in San Bernardino County, and $5.55 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk Election Center 2026. California Republican candidate for Governor Steve Hilton is pushing a flat state income tax plan for California. The word is, will it pass?
Speaking at a news conference in Huntington Beach Tuesday, he said his plan would eliminate state income taxes on up to $150,000 a year for families and then tax anything above that at 8%. Hilton would have to find places to cut the state's budget to pay for the plan, but said he was sure he could find enough waste to cover the drop in state revenue. So far, there's been no comment from his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox
News. I'm John Saucier. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to extend a ceasefire for 60 days as negotiators discuss other issues, including Iran's nuclear program. At the G7 summit in France, President Trump threatening to resume strikes if these talks don't go well.
It's a memorandum of understanding. If it doesn't get done in 60 days, that's all right. We go back to bombing. You know, I don't want to do that because it's so good. But we might have to.
This deal set to be signed Friday. Iran is demanding any peace deal also apply to Hezbollah in Lebanon, although Israel is defending its right to act against Iran and Hezbollah. The Vice President J.D. Vance speaking in Bethpage, New York about the Trump administration's efforts to crack down on fraud.
When you pay your taxes, it ought to go to the services and the national security needs that it's meant to go towards. It shouldn't go to fraudsters. It shouldn't go to fraudsters who take advantage of your tax dollars.
America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31. Really glad to have you with us here on the new news right here on KKFT. And if you are just checking in, well, our top local story, of course, is the Novato fire that is 20% contained right now. And word is that forward progress has been stopped and in the hills east of Sparks. Earlier evacuation orders have been lifted for the blaze just off the Gino Martini Parkway. That's right by the Safeway store in Sparks at DeAndrea. Thousands of homes were without power last night after NV Energy shut off electricity in that area, and television pictures from the scene when the fire broke out show flames and smoke lighting up last night's sky. Neighbors who had to take off in a hurry say they tried grabbing whatever they could and fleeing.
There's always lessons learned, this kind of thing. My own personal lesson learned is that I didn't necessarily have all my important paperwork and maybe my pack-up kit as squared away as I would like to. So as you might guess, I'll probably get that fixed this weekend, so I'll be a little bit more effective next time.
Still no official reason for the fire, but it's believed to have been human-caused, even if it was inadvertent. Well, we also have gripping new details into an officer-involved shooting that happened in Carson City on Saturday.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened. What's the emergency?
My cousin, he's too intoxicated and cut me all up. I tried to grab a knife from him. And
that is from a 911 call from a home off Long and Roop Streets on Carson City's north side. Things did not calm down.
He's yelling at my daughter, putting a knife to her throat and everything.
Okay, and you said he has a knife to your daughter?
Yeah.
When deputies arrived, they tried to de-escalate, but that, unfortunately, was not going to happen.
Sheriff's office! Open the door! Put your gun down! Put the knife down! Put the knife down now! Put it down! Put it down!
The suspect, identified as 31-year-old Luis Joseph Lill, was rushed to the hospital. He's stable. Deputies are on routine administrative leave while the shooting is investigated. To other news now, the Federal Reserve hitting the pause button today, keeping interest rates right where they are.
Reporters with the Business Journal Network say the Fed liked the direction inflation is heading, but not enough to pull the trigger on a rate cut. So for now, mortgages, car loans, and credit cards stay pricey. The Fed says it wants a little more proof that prices are cooling before making any big moves, meaning borrowers will have to hang tight a little longer. I'm Monica Nelson.
And Fox News Business will have more on that in just a few minutes. FM News Talk Time, 12:34.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Did you know that Nevada has one of the highest rates of cremation in the nation? At Simple Cremation, we built a company to focus solely on that statistic. At Simple Cremation, we give you exactly that. Affordable price for just what you need. Plan ahead today and lock in today's prices. Payment plans starting at $35 a month. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice. Call us at 324-3720 or visit our website at simplecremation.us.
FM Top Weather.
Not quite as warm as yesterday, but only by a degree or two. 97 this afternoon should be the peak of the heat. And then we go to the mid-90s tomorrow. Low 80s on Friday. Chance of afternoon thunderstorms Thursday and Friday with some cooler weather. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Which way are local home prices going? I'm John Potter for the new news. The numbers from May are out. They're not going down, and sellers are still in charge with heavy buyer demand. The median price of an existing single-family home in Reno just hit a new record. It's $630,000. That's up 6% over the previous May. Including condos, it's $580,000. Sales are still strong. 545 homes, including condos, sold in Reno last month. That's an increase of 3% over last year. Even with mortgage rates ticking up compared to earlier in the year, they remain lower than a year ago. The 30-year fixed rate now at 6.8%. And just an hour ago, the Federal Reserve announced that they are leaving the key interest rate unchanged, and they will take up the issue again at their next meeting. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are wavering in afternoon trading following the Fed's decision on interest rates. As expected, the central bank will be holding its benchmark rate steady. New Fed Chair Kevin Warsh.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the Fed funds rate at 3.5% to 3.75%. In support of the Fed's dual mandate.
The Fed pausing for a fourth time after three consecutive rate cuts. Fed officials dropped language that had suggested that their next move would be to cut their key rate. And Kevin Warsh appointing a task force in five areas of monetary policy and said that each independent task force will have the best minds inside and outside the economics profession and be appointed by the Fed staff. Tech and industrials are among the best performers, while communication services and consumer staples are lagging. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Here on the KKFT News and Noon, Greg Neft with you. Mike Bosma has the day off now with more business news. Here's Monica Nelson.
Father's Day this weekend, and Americans are expected to spend big. The National Retail Federation predicts a record $27.9 billion will be spent on Daddy-O this weekend. Some of the most popular gifts include gift cards and special outings. SpaceX is now the fourth largest U.S. company. Shares in Elon Musk's rocket builder surged another 10% this week as its market cap surpassed Microsoft with a $2.4 trillion valuation. SpaceX also soared past Amazon following its record-breaking IPO last Friday. Still, SpaceX is well short of Apple, the third largest U.S. company with a market value of more than $4 trillion. If you're wondering what's for dinner, experts now say ordering fast food on a delivery app can run almost as much as a casual restaurant meal. Tammy Trujillo breaks it down.
New data from restaurant pricing firm Revenue Management Solutions says those apps can turn a $10 fast food combo into a $27 order. The firm says fast food prices on apps often run 15 to 30% higher than they do at the counter. And that's before service fees, delivery charges, and the tip get stacked on top. The company says the add-ons wipe out the savings that make fast food feel inexpensive in the first place.
Renting costs less than buying in most big U.S. cities, but the savings depends on where you live. Realtor.com says rents fell for the 34th straight month in May, but they are still 17% higher than before the pandemic. Data from the real estate platform puts Austin, Texas at the top for renters, saving the most compared with buying a starter home. And San Jose, California tops the list where that renting edge is fading the fastest. Nationwide, Realtor.com says buying a starter home costs an average of $920 more a month than renting. And General Motors and defense contractor Lockheed Martin continue talks for the automaker to build parts for weapons systems. Matt Mattinson reports.
The report from the Wall Street Journal comes as the U.S. government is calling for an increase in domestic weapons production as global conflict has put a strain on supply. Companies like Lockheed are increasingly looking for ways to meet the growing demand for missiles and other systems.
I'm Monica Nelson with your consumer and business news.
A bizarre story, a teenager charged with the murder of his stepsister while on a cruise. It's a family vacation that turned tragic.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Timothy Hudson, the 16-year-old charged with murdering his stepsister, Anna Kepner, while they traveled aboard a Carnival cruise, surrendered to U.S. Marshals June 15th after a judge moved to revoke his pretrial release. In the order, the judge wrote that Hudson, who was indicted as an adult earlier this year, quote, presents a danger to himself and to others that no curfew, monitor, or custodial placement can be trusted to contain. Hudson is accused of sexually assaulting, then killing 18-year-old Anna aboard the Carnival Cruise Line's Horizon as it traveled through international waters. The two were on their first blended family cruise following the marriage of Hudson's mother to Anna's father. Anna was found dead under her bed, with a medical examiner saying her cause of death was asphyxiation. Hudson has pleaded not guilty to the charges of first-degree murder and aggravated sexual abuse. If convicted, he faces a possible life sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Jersey Mike's dethroning Chick-fil-A as America's favorite fast food chain.
The Jersey Shore-based subspecialist has edged Georgia-based Chick-fil-A by 1 point in the annual American Customer Satisfaction Index. The results are based on 16,000 surveys sent out between April of last year and March of this year. Jersey Mike's scored 84 out of 100, moving it to America's top fast food spot. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
FM News Talk time, it's 1242.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Northbound 395 at Stead Boulevard, and just on the exit side, there is some debris in the road slowing things down. And let me remind you that up in Lake Tahoe, between Spooner Summit and the Nevada State Line on Highway 50, they are doing a bunch of road work in that area, repaving and so forth. Be prepared for slowdowns and lane closures. Let me remind you that since 1986, Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro One Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It is 89 degrees in Sparks and in Minden, 88 in Wellington, 75 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
90-degree weather once again for the noon hour. We're going to get out of this hot weather pattern by the end of the week into the low 80s, but until then, it's still warm in the afternoon, 97 this afternoon in Reno. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come and see what they can do for you. Guy Benson comes your way at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Hi, Northern Nevada. I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. Shopping with us means supporting local business, fueling our communal spirit, and keeping your hard-earned dollars right here in breathtaking Nevada. Whether you're at work, hiking, hunting, or getting dressed up to go out, we have your footwear. Along with the comfort and quality you have come to expect with Red Wing boots, we now offer you more. Introducing revolutionary 3D printed custom footbeds, the perfect blend of technology and tailor-made comfort. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's? Come into our store, support our locally owned business, and find out what we mean by the ultimate fit experience.
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And very glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday on KKFT, the news at noon. My name is Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Very glad to have you aboard. We can see your weekend from here. But first, some business to discuss. We are learning more about a B-52 bomber that crashed at Edwards Air Force Base in the Mojave Desert. Fox's Jeff Benasso.
Securing America.
Tragedy in California as a B-52 Stratofortress bomber crashed, killing all eight on board June 15th. It's a long-range heavy bomber with a variety of mission capabilities, flying at subsonic speeds and high altitudes. The Air Force says the B-52 can perform strategic attack, close air support, air interdiction, offensive counter-air, and maritime operations. When it comes to weapons, the B-52 can carry a wide array, including gravity and cluster bombs, precision-guided missiles, and joint direct attack munitions. They're also useful to the Navy. In just 2 hours, two of the bombers can scan an area of more than 140,000 square miles of the ocean surface. B-52s can also be refueled in the air. The long-storied B-52s began flying in 1954. They're made by Boeing and today cost about $84 million to build. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now you tell me if you would get this privilege, or even me. Despite awaiting trial in Miami for attempted murder, former NFL star Antonio Brown will be allowed to leave the country and travel to the Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean this weekend for a rap performance.
I thought he was training and training people, but now he's rapping also? Is that a new job?
His attorney says, well, he's been rapping for years, and he has to get there a day before the performance.
Just to travel to be there before, to be organized. Practice the day before and then Saturday, then come back the next day.
Now, Brown is accused of shooting someone outside a boxing match last year in Miami. He's charged with attempted second-degree murder and claims stand your ground, self-defense. Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
Stevie Wonder and Bruce Springsteen will be among the entertainers performing this week at the grand opening of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago.
The Obama Foundation has announced a star-studded lineup to perform at the grand opening, including Jennifer Hudson, Mark Anthony, Common, Christina Aguilera, and Bono and the Edge from U2. Obama Foundation CEO Valerie Jarrett said the ceremony will be filled with music, performances, and hope. The grand opening takes place this Thursday at the Obama Presidential Center's John Lewis Plaza in Chicago's Jackson Park. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Diddy's time behind bars is getting shorter again. The Federal Bureau of Prison says Sean Combs will be released from federal custody on February 23, 2028. The music mogul is taking part in a drug rehab program at FCI Fort Dix in New Jersey after his conviction last summer on prostitution charges. It's the third time Diddy's release has been moved up, but the feds aren't saying why. And Paddington is headed to Broadway.
Paddington, how would you like to come home with us?
Paddington the musical tells the story of a young marmalade-loving Peruvian bear who gets lost upon arrival at London's Paddington station and is taken in by the Brown family. His comfy life as a pet is then turned upside down when a mysterious villain sets his sights upon him. It opens April 18th at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. The bear will be brought to life by a two-person team, combining a remote puppeteer for facial expressions and his voice, along with a costume performer. And that's entertainment. I'm Daria Albinger.
Other news that we are following this hour, well, Toy Story 5 looking to make $150 million its first weekend. Yeah, you know that song. Toy Story 5 is looking to secure the biggest opening of the year at the domestic box office. The fifth installment in the classic Pixar franchise, projected to make $145 to $150 million in its debut weekend. That would be enough to pass the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which opened with nearly $132 million. Some more optimistic domestic projections have the latest Toy Story bringing in $175 million this weekend. Internationally, the film projected to make $135 million, which would put its opening global total over $275 million. They say it'll be the last one, but they said that last one was the last one too. Love Me, Love My Dog, the world of internet dating is going to the dogs and their owners.
When it comes to pets, there are two kinds of humans: pet parents and dog owners. Now the former can find true love with someone who also truly loves their canines right on their phone. There are a number of new apps, from Dig, the dog person's dating app, to Fetch a Date, to Nuzzle. They'll help you find the most convenient park or dog-friendly coffee shop for that important first meeting. And if things work out, you can check out a list of canine-approved vacation spots. All require photos of the human and the dog to prevent catfishing. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
Bow Wow. FM News Talk Time, 1252.
Now your new news sports update on KKFT.
John Tortorella will not return to Vegas as head coach of the Golden Knights next year. He had been interim since Vegas axed Bruce Cassidy with just 10 games left in the season. Halfway through June, Ace is having a worse month than May. Lost again last night at El Paso. Over 20 contestants from Nevada will be competing at the Reno Rodeo. Haley Longfield of Fernley kicks things off in barrel racing Friday night. Fallon is the best represented community with eight, led by bull rider Billy Quillen. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Here's the problem. You've been living with pain in your back, neck, or joints, and you haven't been able to get rid of it. Maybe you have already had surgery for it, or maybe you have been told you need surgery. My name is Dr. Frank Schallenberger, Medical Director at the Nevada Center in Carson City. It doesn't matter what you have, degenerated or herniated disc, arthritic joints, even bone on bone, plantar fasciitis, shoulder pain, elbow pain, rotator cuff tears, even interstitial cystitis. If it hurts, we can help. There is an alternative to surgery and medication. It's called prolozone. Prolozone uses the power of oxygen to heal damaged tissues. Recent advances in medicine have been showing that chronic pain sufferers have a 75% chance of becoming pain-free with prolozone. Don't suffer any longer. Contact us at the Nevada Center online at antiagingmedicine.com or call 884-3990 to learn more. That's 884-3990. Remember our name, the Nevada Center in Carson City.
Nevada's FM News Talk. News, talk, truth. Truth.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Chromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Wednesday between 3 and 6 p.m.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Hey, Sparks in Reno, craving pizza that's hot, fresh, and loaded with flavor? Head to Pizzava, your late-night fix, till 3 a.m. in Midtown and 1 a.m. in Sparks. Chewy dough, fresh sauce, mountains of gooey mozzarella. Try the backyard pizza or double pepperoni. It's the best in town. And right now, grab our all-day pickup special, a huge extra-large cheese pizza for just $14.99. Open past midnight for delivery or takeout. Pizzava.com or call 567-0000. Reno and Sparks' favorite. Pizzava, community-driven.
Not quite as warm as yesterday, but only by a degree or two. 97 this afternoon should be the peak of the heat. And then we go to the mid-90s tomorrow. Low 80s on Friday. Chance of afternoon thunderstorms Thursday and Friday with some cooler weather. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
12:57 here on the news at noon. Do you have travel plans with Alaska Airlines? Listen up. Flight attendants at Alaska Airlines Horizon Air, that's the airline that flies between here and Portland, have vowed to authorize a potential strike amid ongoing contract negotiations. Union officials say workers approved the measure after months of bargaining that they contend has produced inadequate wage and benefit proposals. The union is seeking higher pay, improved benefits, and changes to workplace rules for flight attendants. Leaders say the vote does not automatically trigger a walkout, but does give the union authority to call a strike if talks fail to progress. The labor dispute comes as airlines across the industry continue to negotiate contracts with employee groups seeking more money and better working conditions. But that, again, not all of Alaska Airlines, just their commuter airline, and the commuter airline flies between Reno and Portland, not Seattle. So that's A-OK. Time right now for today's tech update.
SpaceX is buying an AI coding company for $60 billion in stock. Mark Mayfield with more.
According to a securities filing on Tuesday, Cursor will become a wholly owned subsidiary of SpaceX upon closing the deal in the third quarter of 2026. The AI coding startup will help Elon Musk's xAI catch up with the competition. The deal comes just days after SpaceX raised $75 billion in its initial public offering. I'm Mark Mayfield.
American consumers do not have a good impression of AI products. That's according to a new survey by WordPress parent company Automattic. It finds that 60% of Americans say AI brands are a turnoff and 86% don't yet fully trust AI. And Threads is adding more personalization as it passes 500 million monthly users. The Meta-owned social media platform will now let users control more of what they see in their feed. The so-called Your Algo feature is available in the US, the UK, New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
And for whatever it's worth, hundreds of rowdy English soccer fans had to be cleared out of a Dallas pub after reportedly drinking 5,000 beers ahead of this morning's World Cup match against Croatia. The crowd packed the Londoner from the bar to the patio before the pub shut down around 10 p.m. Tuesday. Police responded to a 911 call about the crowd no arrests. The bloody British! That's going to wrap it up for today's KKFT News and News. So glad that you joined us. We will be back with you tomorrow before you know it with all the latest news from Northern Nevada and beyond. For Jerry, for Phil, for Greg, I'm Greg Neft. Make it a great day, everyone. See ya.
I will wait for you.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.